hour number two of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Having some fun on a Tuesday. And again, we've got Cleveland Indians baseball coming up later on tonight. Tribe and the Boston Red Sox will do battle at 7 o'clock, just after that, actually. 6:37, our coverage begins with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network pregame show. Will follow us here on Bullseye on the afternoon. And we go from one Tom to the other. We had Tom Jenkins on earlier from Tecmo Cleveland, and now we welcome in Tom Kramick, the owner of the Lake Erie Crushers. He's on his way up to Michigan right now, and rumor has it he's going to shoot in the 60s somewhere tomorrow afternoon. Tom, can you confirm or deny that?
Oh, I'm sure I'll wave at 60 on my way towards 90-something.
If I shot 90, I think I'd be perfectly fine with that. But you're on your way up to Michigan right now, so we appreciate you taking some time out to talk to us on that drive up there. And, of course, the Crushers are gone for the next 10 days, but that doesn't mean that Springer Stadium will not be a busy place. You guys have a lot of things going on, especially this weekend. And I want to begin with Saturday's event. You've got a Crushers 5K and party at the park this Saturday. What's going on at this event?
Well, I expect to see you out there running a 5K, Bulls. Let me just put that out there right away.
Yeah, I'm still recovering from that softball game.
you're still rehabbing from the Legends game. Yeah,
two months later.
We're doing a 5K this Saturday night. We're partnering with Runiversity. It's the Rock and Hop series that they put together. It goes down at 6:30. We're expecting a couple hundred people out there to run a 5K around the ballpark, and then you finish coming in the ballpark and crossing home plate. That's the finish line. We felt that was somewhat appropriate. And then after you finish your 5K with your registration, you get a T-shirt. There'll be some on-field games. There's something called a keg hug. I'm not sure what that's about. I'm kind of curious to see. And then your first beverage is included in your registration. So it should be a fun event, a little exercise and a little party after you exercise. We'll have food available there, so it should be a fun night.
A keg hug?
Yeah, that's what they called it. I don't know what it is, but
wow.
It sounds interesting.
That sounds very interesting. As a matter of fact, I had to pull a couple of my buddies away from doing a keg hug or two in college, but that's for a different time, my friend.
That's a whole other story. Yeah. And generally when there's a keg involved, and I was in college, I was hugging something else by the end of the night or the next morning.
You're not alone with that statement, my friend. There's no question about that. But that does sound pretty cool. So there's a keg hug in addition to a 5K and, of course, registration.
And some other games. Yeah, other games, too.
Okay. What other games are involved with that process besides the keg hug?
You know, I'm not sure. I know they've got a bunch of different on-field games. There'll be music playing over the sound system. Like I said, there'll be food. There'll be drinks available. And there's going to be some fun stuff on the field. I don't want to ruin the surprise, but it'll be fun.
Okay. Well, good stuff. Sounds like a very fun atmosphere. And, of course, we've put in our order with Mother Nature. She's going to cooperate and give you lots of sunshine throughout the day. But you're going to need her to provide some sunshine on Sunday as well, because you've got another softball game planned, and it sounds like you're going to have the Lorain and Cleveland Police both out there.
That is correct. They reached out to us about putting together sort of a fundraising charity softball game. And so they'll be out at Springer Stadium on Sunday afternoon. Expect a big crowd for that and raise some money for some very worthy guys.
Well, I think they heard about all the success of that celebrity softball game you had a couple of months ago, and they figured, you know what? That looked and sounded and probably felt so good, we had to at least give it a shot to see if we could have the same kind of success. So I could certainly see where they're coming from there. And, you know, I didn't realize this, but you guys actually have yoga in the outfield.
Yes, we do.
So how does this work?
I think it happens around 6:30 at night. I know we have another one coming up. I'm sorry, I can't recall the date right off the top of my head. But it's yoga in the outfield, and you can come out and stretch, get a little exercise. And again, once the exercise is open, we have the Brew Kettle Bar open, and you can reward yourself with a cold beverage and exercise on the exact same field the Crushers play on every day.
So it's yoga in the outfield, and I believe you've got one coming up in the second week of August. That sounds pretty interesting, just because it's
yep.
a little bit different, but you've got to take advantage of the weather outdoors up in this area while you still can. And, boy, speaking of that, it's hot out there right now, but maybe not quite as hot as those Lake Erie Crushers. They finished the homestand with five straight victories off yesterday and now on the road today. A nine-game roadie that begins tonight against the first-place Schaumburg Boomers. Boy, things are looking a lot like they did a year ago, my friend.
I'm having deja vu all over again, as the saying goes. You know, a year ago at this time, we were 10 games out, and I thought, well, we're just sort of playing out the string, muddling along. And what did we go last year? 15-5 in August and missed the playoffs by a half a game. So, yeah, we're playing our best baseball right now. The bats are coming around. The pitching has been much better the last couple of weeks. So we've got our work cut out for us, though. We got a lot of road games. Starts tonight in Schaumburg against the division-leading Boomers. So we'll see what Mr. Roth can put together over the next 30 days. But I don't think anybody wants to play us right now. We're playing some pretty good baseball.
I would say that is a fair assessment, 100% spot on. And I know we've asked this before, and I will ask you this again before the season comes to a close. But year two now for you. I want to talk about how much different things are now as opposed to a year ago. Now that you've had about a year and a half, almost 2 years now since taking over the team, how have things changed for you, and how have things gotten a little bit simpler for you?
Well, it's like that old saying, there's nothing more dangerous than somebody with a little bit of knowledge. And that's sort of like where I feel I am right now. Having been through a season and now a season and a half, things are going great. It's been very gratifying to me to see how the community has responded to a lot of the things we've done with the logo change and the new uniforms. I tell you, our attendance is up significantly this year, and people are really rallying around this team and sort of rediscovering this tremendous asset that they have right in Avon with a minor league baseball team. So I'm not going to take credit for it. Our staff has done an amazing job. They have kept me from screwing it up too much, and that's a daily challenge for them. So I give all the credit in the world to them, but it's been a lot of fun. It's exciting right now that we're winning some ball games, and things are going great. I'm loving it. I love being in Cleveland, Ohio.
We're talking with Tom Kramick, owner of the Lake Erie Crushers and a Keg Hug Hall of Famer as well. We learned that earlier in the interview. See, I'm awfully interested to see what this is all about on Saturday. I never knew that such a thing actually existed, but now I'm awfully intrigued. And while the Crushers aren't going to be home for a while, when the Crushers do come back, it's going to be an interesting homestand because it'll be the last home weekend series of the season. And I know you guys have a lot of pretty awesome things planned.
We do have a lot of things planned, and the park is going to be packed that weekend. We open that Friday night. I think it's the 11th. We have fireworks, as always, on Friday night. Saturday night, we have our Corona concert series. Those have been very successful, and kids' kickball on the field is just blowing up. You can't believe how many kids are just dying to get on that field and play and kickball, and mom and dad can, you know, have a drink and listen to a band up at the Brew Kettle Bar. And then Sunday afternoon, we close out the weekend with a 2:05 game, and should be a lot of fun. Hopefully we're still playing the way we're playing right now, but it's going to be a busy weekend.
No, it should be a very, very busy weekend. And I know, you know, just to add to that, I know you guys have a fundraiser for the Prayers for Maria on that Sunday.
Yep.
That should be.
Yeah, that Sunday. You know, they're moving that field, that sunflower field, over near the ballpark with all the development going on in Avon. They're moving it right next to our parking lot. So that is such a tremendous cause. And we reached out to them when they heard they were sort of moving into the neighborhood. And a percentage of some ticket sales is going to go to Prayers for Maria, a very worthy cause. So we're very excited about that Sunday afternoon game. The Boy Scouts are having a sleepover Saturday night, so that should be fun. And we're also doing a giveaway, a canvas bag giveaway that night for the first 1,000 fans through the front gate.
Should be a blast. And also, I didn't realize you were doing this, but on Saturday, August the 12th, there's an Oktoberfest. I love the way you guys put that together, and that's kind of a teaser to another event that you guys have coming up later on in August.
Exactly. You know, our craft beer festival, which is Saturday the 26th, was so successful last year. We did it in September. But this year we wanted to tie it more into the baseball season. So 2 weeks before the Craft Beer Festival on Saturday the 12th, it's Oktoberfest. You know, on a nightly basis, Bull, we have 39 different types of beer out at the ballpark. But we're going to do some sampling of some of the beers that are going to be at the Craft Beer Festival 2 weeks later. You can get a sampler cup and try out some of the different flavors. A lot of local breweries will be there, so it should be a lot of fun. Just a little taste test preview for you for the big show coming 2 weeks later at the Beer Fest. We're going to have 75 different types of craft beer out there, so it should be fun.
Holy cow, 75 different kinds.
You don't have to sample them all.
Well, if you do, make sure you've got a designated driver or you've got somebody
Absolutely.
Dialed up to bring you back home, however you might be able to work that out. And also, too,
yep.
I know we'll have at least a couple more opportunities to talk about that as we get closer, but it's more than just a beer tasting. You're going to have wine there as well, right?
Yep, we have beer and wine. Obviously, we're the crushers, so we're talking to some local wineries, going to have them out. We've got live music from Rick and the Cutting Edge. We've got an all-you-can-eat buffet for our VIP folks. We've got, once again, games on the field. I don't think we're doing the K-Gug there. That's saved for the run. But we've got cornhole on the field. We've got speed pitch on the field. So have a few samples of craft beer, and I'm sure you can throw 90 miles an hour.
That's right. You feel like you could rediscover that fountain of youth and go back to your high school days where you were able to throw 85, 86. See,
what I want to know is, after we did this last year with the speed pitch, right, at the Craft Beer Festival, I need to get some statistics on how many guys woke up with a sore arm on Sunday morning after that event.
Hey, you know what? If you go to a craft beer tasting event and all you wake up with the next morning is a sore arm, I would call that a pretty successful night. If your arm is the only thing that's sore and nothing else is sore, you've done okay.
That's a win. I'll take that. That's a win.
Yeah, that is absolutely positively a win. No question about that. Before I cut you loose, my friend, I want to ask you real quick about that Cuervo and Corona concert series. I know that was something new on the table for this year, but it really seems like that's something that's worked out extraordinarily well. You had talked about how attendance is up for you guys this year, but playing 1 hour earlier to give you some more time to let the fans really enjoy the rest of the night with the concert and also the kids, the kickball on the field, that really seems like that's been one of the best additions to the entire season.
It really has gone well. You know, when we got to town, we were trying to, you know, do more things with the ballpark and try and do some different things and offer some stuff that hadn't been offered before. So we moved up that start time to 6:05 and added the post-game concert. And we're featuring local bands, which is, I really think, what people want to see. The music scene is so strong in the Cleveland area. And then adding the kids' kickball, so mom and dad can have sort of a date night, a fun night out, and the kids have a great time. They run around a lot, wear themselves out on the field, and it has really turned out very well. That Saturday we have the group 1990-something. I know they're a favorite of yours, Bull.
Oh, yeah, 1990-something,
yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you know.
You were big in the 90s.
Yeah, I was huge in the 90s, let me tell you. Or maybe in my mind I was hoping I was going to be big in the 90s.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Well,
so that's coming the 12th, and that'll be our last concert of the year and until the beer festival, and we're excited about it.
Very nice stuff. Well, speaking of the 90s, I know you got to go up to the driving range to make sure your score is not in the 90s on your way up to Michigan this weekend. So always appreciate the time, my friend. A pleasure catching up and talking some Lake Erie Crusher baseball, Lake Erie Crusher promotions. Get to and from safely, and make sure you don't hug that keg too hard on Saturday.
I will try not to, and I will see you out at the ballpark on Friday the 11th, and hopefully by then we're battling for first place or at least a wild card spot.
Sounds like a plan to me. Tom, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bull.
All righty, that's Tom Kraming, owner of the Lake Erie Crushers, spending some time talking to us about what the Crushers have going on the field during Crusher games and what's going on at Springer Stadium when the Crushers are not at home as well.